The Business News Hour is supported by the certified public accountants at Shaw and Desmond, looking beyond the numbers for you and your business. ShawandDesmond.com and Insight Advertising, connecting businesses with consumers at InsightCubed.com.
Recently, we were at the 5th annual Iowa Experience presented by the Iowa chapter of the American Marketing Association. Over 120 business owners, managers, marketing pros, and agency types attended the full-day event that was titled Navigating the Changing Marketing Landscape. They learned all kinds of things, from the latest trends like content, strategy, video, social media, consumer habits, and more. We caught up with Casey Riley. Casey is the Chief Marketing Officer from the Fat Plant Society of Kansas City, who spoke about what goes into writing good content and taking the time to make sure your message is crystal clear. Meet Casey. We continue our conversation with guests of the American Marketing Association Iowa chapter, and with us is Casey Riley. Casey is the keynote for later on this afternoon, and she is going to be talking about communication opportunities. And, well, we'll let her talk about what she's going to talk about. Casey, welcome to the Business News Hour.
Thank you so much for having me. We're going to be talking today about finding your voice. And the reason it's vital to find your voice is because it takes the torture out of the writing process. As any marketer will tell you, content development and content writing is a core skill. It's a must-do for all of us. But for many people, finding the time and finding a rhythm for the writing is challenging at best. So what we'll work through today are some tips and some tricks. I don't have a hard and fast prescription, but what I do recommend is that every attendee develop their own process for themselves, because it's that process that makes the writing come easy and quickly and, of course, on time.
When you talk about writing and having a plan, I would suspect that that's probably the first thing to do, is set aside enough time to do this. Or do you start out and say, okay, look, this is going to be, from the old business in the magazine world, this is going to be my editorial calendar. Is this kind of where you're going?
Yes, and I've been encouraging marketers to intentionally carve out the time that is needed. I take Tuesday. Tuesday is my writing day, and I intentionally keep that day open. I don't schedule any appointments or any meetings because that is the day I need to dedicate to writing. Now, many of us in an office setting don't necessarily have that luxury, but what I'll be encouraging everybody to do today is to demand that time, because truly good content only comes from the kind of solitude and concentration that a full day of writing takes.
Do words matter, Casey?
Words matter a great deal. Words matter a great deal. And I'll give you an example. I've been coaching a client of mine with regard to a new website that they've developed. And their target market is well over 80 years old. So these folks are not necessarily technologically savvy. That's not it's not a blanket statement, but some of them are not technologically savvy. So to use the term website is daunting and intimidating and not appealing for them. So what I advised the client to do was to change the name of the website and call it The Source, so that we say, okay, don't go to the website, go to The Source. So yes, words matter.
Where did you get your start?
I actually began my career primarily in education. And I was a professor at Avila University from 2000 to 2006. I taught advertising and public relations. I knew that the digital revolution was coming. I remember those years very well. And at that point in time, I felt it was vital for me to leave teaching so that I could experience it for myself, to practice what I had been preaching, so to speak. And I moved on to become the director of communications for Johnson County Library. I held that position for 9 years. We had 13 locations, and this is in Kansas City, the Kansas City metro area. We had 13 locations, and it was a wonderful time to be in the midst of really, truly what was the digital revolution.
You know, I remember when all that happened, and I was with staff, and I said, now that we have the internets, libraries are going to be over. But that's not what happened.
That is not what happened at all. In fact, libraries have become a vital source for technology for many people. Everybody from business people to folks who may not have a PC in their homes. The public library is a very, very, very important resource.
Casey Riley, who will be, she is the evening speaker at AMA Iowa Experience, and it's all about marketing and how to better get your voice, find your voice, and how important that is. Casey, thanks so very much for spending a few minutes with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Once again, that's Casey Lane Riley from the Fat Plant Society. That's fat, not flat, but Fat Plant Society. It's a really cool website about moss walls and succulents in Kansas City. And Casey is the chief marketing officer there. You can reach Casey on Twitter at Casey Lane Riley. We'll have links in the radio blog. All right, we've got to step aside. More from the Business News Hour coming up.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music.